Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we're back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Spencer, and my nephew, Spencer's cousin, Judson. Judson laughs at almost everything, so we thought this would be a good show for him to join us on. How are you guys today?
We're doing great.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed, and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Before we get started, Juddy, let's thank our sponsors.
None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Thanks, Judd. So, Spence, what do we have in store for everyone today?
April 1st is, of course, April Fool's Day, an annual custom consisting of practical jokes and hoaxes. Jokesters often expose their actions by shouting April Fools at the recipient. Mass media can be involved with these pranks, which may be revealed as such the following day. Just like on April Fool's Day, 1980, when the BBC announced Big Ben's clock face was going to be changed to digital and whoever got in touch with them first could win the old clock hands.
That's a good one. While its exact history is a mystery, April Fool's Day jokes by the media and major brands have ensured the unofficial holiday's long life. Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates to 1582, when France switched from one calendar to another. The old calendar's new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st. People who were slow to get the news of the new calendar year starting on January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st became the butt of jokes and were called April Fools. These pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs, said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. We've got some great fun facts and music to share with you today, so let's get started. This first song is one of the most fun to watch and funniest to hear. If you've ever seen the classic 1952 movie, Singing in the Rain, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're too young and haven't seen this song performed yet, have your mom and dad pull it up on YouTube for you. And it's sure to make you smile. This is Make 'em Laugh by Donald O'Connor from Singing in the Rain.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Ah, ah. My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream, take a fall, but a wall, split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place, and then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, don't you? All the what? My dad. They'll be standing in lines for those old shows. Thank you.
In 2001's Monsters, Inc., a city of monsters with no humans called Monstropolis centers around the city's power company, Monsters, Inc. The lovable, confident, tough, furry blue behemoth-like giant monster named James P. Sullivan, better known as Sully, and his wisecracking best friend, short, green Cyclops monster, Mike Wazowski, discover what happens when the real world interacts with theirs. In the form of 2-year-old baby girl dubbed Boo, who accidentally sneaks into the monster's world with Sully one night. This movie is more funny than scary. Let's hear 2 songs from the film. Here is Monsters, Inc. by Randy Newman and If I Didn't Have You by Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
Wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you. I know what you mean, Sully. Because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it. I say it anyway.
Because we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
One more time!
Silly Classical Songs is a 2001 Walt Disney Records album featuring 24 funny versions of classical songs. Here's one of those songs, and let's see if you can hear the piece that this Disney character is singing with. This is Technology by Ludwig von Drake and Chorus from Disney's Silly Classical Songs.
Calculators and fax machines, electric grinders for your coffee beans, CD players you don't plug in, instant banking if you know your PIN, cable channels and satellites, all encoded with bits and bytes. Handheld games are fun for kids, electric openers to flip your lids.
The internet, the best thing yet.
A million places for you to go.
The internet can surf the net.
A million ways that you can spend your dough.
The internet, let's not forget.
The latest graphics to knock off your socks.
The internet, it's your best bet.
It's like a library in a box. Wireless headsets and cordless phones, little piggies that just might be clones. A zillion choices of food you crave, cook it faster in your microwave. Electric toothbrush to brush your teeth, rotate the angle to get underneath. Laser surgery to fix your eyes, liposuction to reduce your thighs.
Technology and geology.
With carbon dating we can test the rocks.
Technology and musicology.
We know the color of Beethoven's socks.
Technology and cosmology.
The latest planets are all aglow.
Technology and biology.
The chicken or the egg, I still don't know. What do you think? All right, all you ducks, all together now.
The wave of the future is technology.
Easy as pie.
I like Roomba.
Try it and see.
It's good.
There's a new and faster way to get things done. User-friendly and fun.
Oh, it's so much fun! It sets out with the old, the old, upcoming. word for you. Just flip the switch.
The Muppets originated in the short-form television series Sam and Friends, which aired from 1955 to 1961, following appearances on late-night talk shows and in advertising during the 1960s. The Muppets began appearing on Sesame Street and attained celebrity status and international recognition through The Muppet Show from 1976 to 1981. Here are two of their silly renditions of pop songs, Bohemian Rhapsody and Smells Like Teen Spirit, by the Muppets.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spared in his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
No, no, no.
Let me throw.
No, no, no. They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
No, no, no. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no. For Nigiri, for Nigiri.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Does anyone know if there is a part for me? For me, for me?
So they tell us this video's going too fast. All I know is we're not getting paid to.
way the wind blows.
Hello.
Hello.
Load up on bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word.
With the lights out,
here we are now. Here we are now.
An albino,
a mosquito, and I forget just why I taste. Oh yeah, I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind.
With the lights out,
here we are now.
The tornado, my
here we are now.
The tornado, an albino,
usually a normal composer, Biber went off of something a little different with his 1673 Battaglia for String Orchestra, depicting life in an army camp. Many effects are employed by the composer to paint the musical picture just as he wanted it. For instance, at one point, the orchestra is playing in 8 different keys simultaneously to depict someone who is drunk. This is an entertaining listen. Here is Battaglia, played by New York Baroque Incorporated by Heinrich Ignaz Franz Biber.
Thank you.
In this 1989 film, an inventor is on the brink of perfecting a state-of-the-art matter shrinking machine. When Professor Wayne Szalinski realizes that his device truly works, he also realizes it has shrunk both of his kids and the next-door neighbor's sons. The kids must try to return to the safety of their home after they venture out into the dangerous landscapes of their now immense backyard. Can their dad find them in time and get them back to normal size? That's the story behind Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And here are two pieces from that movie, Shrunk and Main Title by James Horner from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Thank you.
This next piece isn't funny for a film it was in or how it sounds. It's funny because of how it's played. Published in John Dowland's first book of songs, Airs, in 1597, My Lord Chamberlain is a duet for two lutenists, but on just one lute. The idea is that one player sits on the other player's lap, which makes for a cozy embrace for both to reach the strings comfortably. Let's hear My Lord Chamberlain, His Galliard, played by Eugene Drabinka, by John Dowland.
Lockwood thinks he's a genius, but none of the things he invented are things that make sense or are useful. However, he has the support of his mother, but when she dies, he's left alone with his father, who thinks he should give it up. When the community that he lives in is in an economic crisis because their primary source of income, a sardine cannery, was shut down, Flint decides to try his latest invention, a machine that can turn water into food. But something goes wrong, and the machine ends up in the atmosphere. Later, it starts raining food, and crazy chaos ensues. From the 2009 movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, here is The Spaghetti Twister, played by Mark Mothersbaugh, from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Thank you.
In the animated comedy, the vain and arrogant Emperor Cusco is a very busy man. Besides maintaining his groove and firing his suspicious administrator, Yzma, he's also planning to build a new water park just for himself for his birthday. However, this means destroying one of the villages in his kingdom. Meanwhile, Yzma is hatching a plan to get revenge and take the throne. But in a botched assassination, courtesy of Yzma's right-hand man, Kronk, Cusco is magically transformed into a llama. Now, Cusco finds himself the property of Pacha, a lowly llama herder whose home is ground zero for the water park. Upon discovering the llama's true self, Pacha offers to help resolve the emperor's problem and regain his throne only if he promises to move his water park. Here's the hilariously catchy tune, Walk the Llama by Rascal Flatts from the Emperor's New Groove.
Walk the llama, llama. I'm taking a panorama. Walk the llama, llama. Don't have to be a drama. Oh, walk the llama, llama. No one could be calmer. Walk the llama, llama. Walk the llama, llama. Double L and A. Fluff up your fur, stick out your chest.
Who knew all this great music could revolve around such fun stuff?
Before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
We would also like to thank History.com and IMDb.com for some of the facts and information on today's show. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!